Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. In here till 11. Short show tonight. We're back tomorrow. We got a full one tomorrow night. Patty up at 11. In studio with me now, WGN personality and host Dane Neal. He's got his new show, On the Road with Dane Neal, Saturdays 2 to 4. Possibly premiering this Saturday.
Potentially.
But then think about it. Let's say the Cats get on a nice run, and then it's like...
They're in the Sweet 16, like, or the Elite Eight, and you guys are bounced again.
Chicago is wild, and then I'm like, well, but there's other things we could. Why not another time?
Well, the show is on the road, and it really is a radio travel show. I mean, it's something that really looks in and I'll let you explain it, but it explores not only road trips and travel tips and food, but also car culture. Talk about On the Road and what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, the name is really great because it's kind of wonderfully ambiguous. So it's kind of any way that you're getting out, kind of exploring, traveling. Certainly there's going to be that connection to the car side of things. And even though we may see the car as just kind of this, you know, industrial appliance that just gets us from point A to point B. We've spent a lot of, whether we admit it or not, a lot of our, you know, kind of formative moments in the car. And so, you know, around Chicagoland, there's so many great towns that are just taken over by these classic car shows and cruise nights. Where, so we'll be highlighting some of those. We're also going to talk road trips off the air. We were talking about some of those, whether it's the ones that you experience as a kid and you want to kind of share those with the show, or because we're going to be doing it, like us personally as a family, you're going to take that first Clark Griswold family truckster thing, maybe head to, I don't know, is this like Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, something like that. And kind of get, just kind of do that thing for all those reasons that seem before, you know, when you were a kid, it was kind of the only way to do it fiscally, right, as a family and get out there. And so you were subjected to all of the Howard Johnsons and the world's largest ball of twine and all those things that maybe you didn't necessarily want to do. But now, as people are making those efforts to say, well, let's all get together and have dinner again, or let's have a conversation because of just the way that life has gone and technology, we're kind of just separated. So this is a way to cram everybody uncomfortably into a metal box and just take some time.
It's absolutely true. I've always just drawn towards summer road trips, even though you're right, there are other ways to get places. And it's not really about how fast or point A to point B. It's about the experience of enjoying a countryside for 4 hours at a time, 6 hours at a time. There's something that's kind of lost in the way that we move away from that kind of experience as Americans.
Yeah, and it's sort of intangible, the good things about it. So we're going to talk about some of those. We're going to have a lot of, there's going to be a really high guest level too. And then the motorsport side is going to be upfront as well. But think about this. So instead of talking with your favorite, you know, stars and great race car drivers and NASCAR and Indy racing and legends like Mario Andretti, instead of just saying, hey, you were loose in turn three, it won't be sports like that so much as kind of talking about their life off the track. And just the way that the media is built around a lot of motorsports, there just isn't that platform, you know, for kind of the way for people to have that opportunity to kind of see what they're like, what their family is like, what they do. So this week or next week, depending on our mighty Wildcats. So we're going to have, and then we're going to have people that are just notable in other ways, but have a car connection. So Guy Fieri is a longtime good buddy of mine, and people know him as, you know, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and certainly he does all of that stuff on the food side for the Food Network, but he's like a serious car guy. So he used to drag race. He has been the pace car driver at the Indy 500.
Wow.
He's been part of NHRA teams, like record-setting teams that have done that. I was just with him at the Daytona 500, you know, 2 weeks ago, but known as a food guy, but has a lot to say on the car side. And so he shares a lot of that stuff. He'll be talking with us about that, as well as they're going to be taking their first kind of family truckster vacation. Of course, he's not in the, you know, the metallic P station wagon with the optional rally fun pack. They've got like a giant motorhome, but he was actually, the last time I talked to him, in the process of trying to get his CDL so he could drive it. And I know off air you were saying,
yeah,
you guys are considering.
Well, that's it. I mean, I'm going, since spring break's coming up here, we're going to California to see my brother. And I was just starting to tell the audience about it this week, but you know, we're going to go and do a road trip, because I'm going to go from, he's in like the Central Valley, like just, east of San Francisco. And I wanted to go down to San Diego because we're going to meet up with friends in San Diego, family. So we're gonna drive there, right? And I had this grandiose romantic idea of being able to hit the 101 and do the cliffs and the ocean, the whole thing. Like, this is a big deal. Here we go. I'm waiting for this one. And I've been like poring over Google Maps. There's no easy way to do that. Like, I mean, it adds 3 to 4 hours to your trip to go do it because it's hard to actually get to the 101. It's hard to get there from anywhere in California. So I'm stuck with this prospect of I could probably get to San Diego in 6 hours if I just have farmland everywhere. Right. Farmland into the city. This trek takes us through Bakersfield. That doesn't sound like the California trip I had in my head. We're gonna take the expressway, the freeway through Bakersfield. I'm lost. I got to figure this out quick.
A little on the road moment. Also on the show with us for our first show is going to be Kevin Harvick, the pride of Bakersfield, yeah. California.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Good. I'm going to listen. So, what do I need to know about Bakersfield?
And as you drive by there, if that's the way that you do, if you happen to notice the new baseball field out there, that was a partnership between Kevin and Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, really?
So getting together to help some different sports. Well, I think what it is, Justin, is you've got to look at it. And it's so weird because us in the Midwest, especially if we've got any connection with downtown or having to get places, it's all we've just been so conditioned to try to find the best and quickest way to get from point A to point B. And if you can factor in, some part of that trip that has a higher purpose, which is those kind of almost considered religious experiences of some of those road trips, it's hard for you because I know we're all jaded and cynical in a little bit. Yeah. You're going to think, am I going to do this? And is it going to be worth it? Or is it going to be a disappointment?
Right, right.
And then not only have you not experienced that, but you've kind of lost one of those little potential dreams that you were hoping for.
Right.
And so that's one of those things is maybe try to figure out a way to plan out, the visit with your friends, maybe plan out some of those. And now with the internet, you can figure out, all those attractions along the way, or maybe some great restaurants or some places
something
to stop
like that.
And just kind of take a deep breath and enjoy the ride.
Dane Neal's my guest tonight. We'll take a quick break. Dane's got his show On the Road with Dane Neal, which starts on Saturday, potentially, depending on what happens with the Cats' schedule.
Dallas Comedy.
It's from 2 to 4 here on WGN Radio. We'll take a break. More with Dane. Stay with us. Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Patty's coming in about 10 minutes. On the Road with Dane Neal. Saturday's 2 to 4 here on 720 WGN. Starting this Saturday, possibly, depending on the Cats game. But it will be on Saturdays in the very near future. Dane Neal in studio with me. I've always known you, Dane, as a food guy. I didn't know much about the car. So when they said, Dane Neal's going to be doing a car show, I'm like, well, man, maybe it's about, food.
Food and cars.
But, I just looking at your bio and going through tonight, I mean, you've had a life outside of the food world. You were hosting shows in the late 90s about motorsports. Gasoline Alley was the name of the show. Talk about your career and your history covering cars.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There's been a kind of fortuitous getting in on something and then having it just after that turn into something that was much bigger than it was before, whether it was the food thing. It's been maybe like 12 years doing that and getting in before it became kind of before Food Network was big. And so you have the opportunity to work with a lot of these people that are household names now, but that weren't. I don't know that you could recreate those things. So back in the late 90s, NASCAR was not what it was maybe like a few years ago, and then even what it is today. It was kind of a second tier sport. It was on maybe TBS and or TNT. It was on some of these cable networks, and of course you had the Daytona 500, and then on the auto racing side for Open Wheel, you always had the Indy 500. And these were kind of events along the lines of the Kentucky Derby, right? You don't have to be into horse racing to be interested, and turn
it's
it around.
Event. It's an event.
Yes,
driven sport.
It's one of those kind of bucket list sporting spectaculars kind of thing. So, my stepdad is really in Houston to race out in California, and has always had cars and the cruise nights and things like that, and has got a 1970 Hemi Cuda that he's had since 1970.
Wow.
And for those people out there in the car world, they understand that that's kind of one of the poster children of muscle car kind of glory there. So it's cool. So it's always been there. And he was like, Dane, can you do like a racing show? I'm like, I don't really know enough about it to do it. at the time, and so got into it, and then had an opportunity in the mid 90s and late 90s to get to the track. And it is one of those things, and I've said it a million times and I probably will again, is much like hockey for the first time, where if you've watched on television, you experience it in person, it's totally different and amazing. And racing is one of those as well. So when you can see that, just the size of it, the first race that I was ever at was one of the Brickyard 400 races that was down at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And you think of, being a football fan, NFL fan, you're looking at about maybe 70,000 people in an event.
Right. Blows my mind.
And they can show up at, a few hours before the game and tailgate. For something like this, they may show up like the Wednesday before the race, and it's 400,000 people.
It's amazing.
I mean, just the size, the scope is amazing. And then it's an all-star race every time. So it's an all-star game because you've still got that same 40 people that travel all
Let me
the
ask you, first you mentioned you were at the Daytona 500 just a couple weeks ago. Are you surprised that NASCAR, let's specifically talk about NASCAR, has exploded in the way it has and in the way that it has grown from almost being a second tier sport to a premier sport as it is now in 2017?
Well, when we first started it, like I said, it was on some of those kind of second tier networks, and we were actually the first one. Me and a couple guys from the suburbs started one of the first nationally syndicated shows that wasn't Southeast regional, where it wasn't just everybody saying, hey, buddy, this was like, people from places, like where we are that were able to enjoy the sport. And then now you look at it, it's huge. I think part of the reason that it is as successful as it has been, and I think it has the potential to be more, is because the drivers all really understand that connection with the fans, where we all complain and kind of bag on Jay Cutler because he, at least for appearance sake, seems like he doesn't care.
Right.
You just don't see that because, there's just this connection with sponsors and having to act properly and all that kind of stuff. So you've got a very friendly kind of team photo on the driver's side. And then it is just, 200 miles an hour. If you can go ahead and do that, it's something that's amazing. And they're starting to get a lot of the respect as athletes that maybe they didn't in the past.
It blows my mind you have to go at that speed. And I'm a perfect example of someone who never cared about NASCAR. I grew up in the Chicago suburbs here in Wonder Lake, and basketball, football, baseball, and I just missed NASCAR. I knew all the names and everything, and you'd watch it and as much as you'd be a fan of it. But as I've gotten older, I appreciate there is an athletic component to the idea that you are going 200 miles per hour in a cage for 4 hours. It's crazy.
Driving a foot away from so many other people at that speed.
It blows my mind. There's something about it it feels like it's humanly impossible. Yet these people do it every time they get on the track.
And there's great stories and great personalities within it. And that's one of the things that we're going to be doing with the show. Not so much on the sports side, that whole, hey, here's what happened in the race. We'll do a little bit of that. But it's going to be kind of sharing the lifestyle moments of these people off the track, kind of get to know them, who they are as people, as opposed to just that side that people see on Sundays on the track.
When we talk about NASCAR, you're only talking about, like you said, 40, 45 drivers that are driving. To be in the position they are when they get to the pinnacle, what are they? Is it because of their personalities? Is it because they're great drivers? Is it because what makes them a driver for a big car company or for whoever is going and
for like
being
a
in
Hendrix,
the Daytona,
for like
Daytona 500, whatever.
Well, they are the best in the world at what it is that they do, and so they are finely tuned machines. And just like you may have a friend that's really great at a certain video game or that's great at a certain sport, this is what they do, and they've worked their way up the series and gotten to be at the top of the sport. So they're great at what they do. The interesting, and here's a little story that I'll share that's a little bit different too, is just. So at the Daytona 500, so I'm there with Guy Fieri, who's a buddy of mine, huge racing fan. He's like, Dane, you want to go to the Daytona 500? I was already credentialed for it because I knew I had to go cover events down in South Beach. And so on the way down, I stopped on Thursday before the race, and there's stuff going on the whole week there. So got a chance to check it out, and I'm like, okay, fine. And this is the craziest kind of once in a lifetime thing. He's like, I got a jet. I'm like, well, I have to interview Jeffrey Zakarian and Robert Irvine on Sunday. He's like, you could do that another time. I'm like, okay, I guess you're right. And so he's good friends with Clint Bowyer, who's one of the drivers there. And so you got a chance to kind of hang out. They all have motorhomes And this is their lifestyle. So they travel from place to place to place. And like you
they're
said,
on they're on tour.
There's 40 guys that are running one of the major sports, not 1,400 like the NFL,
right?
Just 40 guys. And so they have really nice, you know, motor homes and
39 guys, one woman, right?
Well, right. You got Danica. and they have jets. And so here they are. We're there beforehand. His brother's there, the team. They're grilling out. He's obviously not having any beer or anything, but the little kid's playing. They've got like a 2-year-old, so him and his wife. And so here's this. Instead of that locker room thing where everybody's in the locker room for hours beforehand, sequestered, you know, with an inspirational speech by the coach. So they're sitting there, and he's like, Daddy's going to go racing. And then so he just went into the motorhome where he had just a plaid shirt and jeans. Came out in his Mobile One driving
full
suit.
Right.
It is in his, you know, Nomex fire suit.
Right.
It was kind of like a Superman moment. Right. Like he went into like the mobile.
Bye, family.
You know, phone booth, pop back out. And then he's like, well, see you
That's
down
great.
The track. And so there's a very regular thing about these people that do kind of extraordinary things.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to hear those stories, and I'm excited to hear about the road trip stuff and also the guests and interviews that you'll have on the show. Dane Neal, on the road with Dane Neal.
Justin, we ask everybody this, and so we want to get you. What was your first car?
I had a Dodge Colt.
Oh, the Colt.
Yeah, it was a good, strong car. It was actually my dad's car. He gave it to me. And I give my credit to my dad because that car was terrible. It was it worked very well, but the problem was that, like, it had its issue was the muffler. And, you know, like at a certain point, the muffler fell off, and I was just like a teenage, like an 18-year-old. Was like, it's not going to bother anybody. So I would wake up the neighbors by warming the car up at 7 o'clock in the morning. But the one thing my dad did is he made me pay for it, right? So I'd do the thing where I'd pay like $20 a week or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then when I was 30 years old, he gave the money back to me.
That's nice.
Isn't that crazy? It was like, you know, $5,000 or something, $10,000 when it was done. But I was like, wow,
that's
amazing.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome? I want to do that. I'm going to do that for my son.
That is a great plan.
Yeah, right?
Pay that forward, guys.
Yeah, right? That's a smart move, right?
People out there do that. Not me, of course. I don't want to do that, but.
Exactly. Well, on the road with Dane Neal, Saturdays 2 to 4. Hopefully it starts, supposed to premiere this Saturday. We don't know what's happening with the Cats game, which will be here on 720 WGN, but it'll be on Saturdays here on 720 WGN. It's the show again, on the road with Dane Neal. Dane, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Justin.